Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One of my favorite events in the fall here in Austin is the Texas Book Festival, and it's coming up October 23rd through the 31st. And here to talk about the festival and the organization is Lois Kim. Lois is the executive director of the Texas Book Festival. If you want to find out more, you can do so online, texasbookfestival.org. Lois, I appreciate you joining us here on Inside Austin.
John, thank you so much for having me.
For anybody who's never been, can you describe it? What is the Texas Book Festival, and who is the Texas Book Festival for?
The Texas Book Festival is both a nonprofit and an event that is free. And the Texas Book Festival is for anyone who has an interest in books and wants to learn more about what's coming out in publishing across all ages. So it's for anyone who's curious-minded and interested in books.
And as you mentioned, Lois, it's two things. It's the festival and the nonprofit organization. Let's talk about the organization for just a second. If you could, tell us what the mission is and what's the vision for the organization.
The mission of the Book Festival, we're in our 26th year as a nonprofit, and the mission has always been to connect authors with readers. And that's been kind of driving this mission, and it hasn't changed, even though we've all had a pretty crazy couple of years. And, you know, our vision is really just to inspire everyone to love reading. And so everything that we do is around kind of creating those experiences to inspire a love of reading, a lifelong love of reading. And that goes all the way from, you know, pre-K through end of life. We want everyone to be reading.
You mentioned the organization, or at least the festival, is 26 years old. When and how did they get started, and who facilitated that? What's the history of the organization and the festival?
We were really fortunate to have great leaders and volunteers right from the very beginning. So our founders are Laura Bush and Margaret Mary Farabee. And Laura Bush was the First Lady of Texas back in the mid-90s. And Mary Margaret was a terrific citizen, sort of like champion of many arts organizations. And they and many volunteers, a core group of volunteers, decided that we needed a book festival here in Austin. And what started out as an intent to celebrate Texas authors quickly expanded to become a really nationally prominent book festival. So that's kind of how we got our start. And, you know, Mrs. Bush went on to live in D.C. and founded the National Book Festival based on the Texas Book Festival. And then there's been a real renaissance in book festivals ever since. But we're very proud to be one of the, you know, oldest and longest running book festivals in the country.
And Lois, as I mentioned earlier, the Texas Book Festival is coming up October 23rd through the 31st. What is it going to look like this year, and what has it looked like in years past? Because there might be a little bit of a difference for anybody who's been in the past. What does it look like this year, and what did it look like in the past?
Yeah, I'll start with what it looked like in the past, because that some of your listeners might be really familiar with that. Is, you know, a big annual free event down in and around the state capitol where, you know, we would have hundreds of authors speaking and presenting in tents also inside the Capitol, and people could come on down and do that and experience the programming over, you know, one weekend. In 2020, we went all virtual, as many organizations and events did. And what's interesting about this year is we're truly hybrid. And so we're going to be offering much of our programming virtually. You know, we still feel like we're in a pandemic and want to protect the safety of our community and our authors and everyone who participates. But we are going to be offering some limited in-person programming, but we are going to not be downtown this year, unfortunately, at the Capitol, but we will be using wonderful spaces downtown with partners at Symphony Square and the beautiful Austin Public Library.
Can you talk a little bit more about those in-person events and who can attend? Is it invitation only? Can people show up? I think there was something for kids too, right? What are you doing in person this year at the Texas Book Festival?
Yes, and I think that's the key difference is it is still free, you know, but we are going to be asking people to register for sessions that they want to attend. And because of, you know, safety guidelines that are operating in so many venues across town, we do have limited capacity. So there will be a pre-registration. And once we're full, you know, we are going to be full. So I would encourage people who are really avid and interested in attending to really be following us on our social media or joining our newsletter so that they can have first notice of those limited spots that are going to be in person. The programming at Symphony Square will be Saturday, October 30th, and that's primarily going to be kids programming during the day, story time. And then we are going to have our lit crawl that evening. And then on Sunday, we will just have adult programming, you know, fiction and nonfiction at the Austin Public Library Central Branch, you know, the beautiful downtown Central Library in partnership with the Austin Public Library. And we will have several sessions running there. Everyone will need to register who wants to attend in advance.
Today on Inside Austin, we're speaking with Lois Kim. She's the executive director of the Texas Book Festival. If you want to find out more, it's texasbookfestival.org. Lois, you mentioned the Lit Crawl. It happened last year. You said it was going to happen again this year. For anybody who doesn't know about the Lit Crawl and what it is, can you describe it? What is the Lit Crawl and what's it going to look like this year?
So Lit Crawl is an event that in, you know, the before times we would do, it's sort of like a pub crawl, but with books and literature and kind of fun event that we do often with cultural programming partners. So this year we're going to be offering some of Lit Crawl virtually on the 20th and 29th that people can watch from the comfort of their homes. And then we are going to have some programming the evening of Saturday at Symphony Square. So Lit Crawl, we like to think of it as like the festival a little bit unbuttoned. You know, it's sort of the programming is, you know, using literature in a fun way. It's very game. It can be performative, a little bit game oriented, and it's a really good time.
And can you talk about how many authors have signed up this year for the 2021 Texas Book Festival and what their participation looks like? In years past, they used to maybe read from their books or you could meet and greet them. They would sign books and sell books down around the Capitol. What does the author's participation look like this year? Is it similar but online?
We always have a big festival, and this year is no different as of last year. So we will be featuring nearly 200 authors who've been selected to participate in the Texas Book Festival. Yes, many of these authors will be online in incredible sessions that are really carefully curated to inspire like really thoughtful conversation between books that kind of go well together amongst the accepted list. And we always have fabulous moderators from our own talented pool of, you know, journalists and other writers and community leaders who help moderate the conversation. So that is the same, and it's something that we really pride ourselves on. The book festival is just great panels. And many of those will be virtually this year as they were last year. And then I think in terms of some of the things that we did with the bigger version of the festival in person is book signing still a little bit of a TBD. We do plan to do book signings at both Symphony Square and Austin Public Library, but we're still working out some of those details. in terms of, you know, signing. But certainly books will be available for sale. And it's a big part and way that people can support the book festival is to buy books from book people that through our festival store online. So for the over 100 sessions we're going to have online, we certainly encourage people to support both their local independent bookstore and Texas Book Festival by buying the books of the authors through our Crowdcast portal where people can for free watch all of these amazing authors and conversations.
And Lois, this may be a personal question and it's meant to be that way, but what are you most excited about this year's festival? Is there a particular author that you're looking forward to seeing or a particular event? What are you most excited about this year's Texas Book Festival?
That's like which of your children do you love the most? I think that's a tough question to answer. I always have, I'm always rooting for the hometown crowd, you know, so when we see authors who are really thriving, who are from Austin, that fills me with pride. So I've been reading Nathan Harris's book, The Sweetness of Water, which has gotten such national attention. So we're, you know, completely honored to have him in our lineup. Of course, we have, and that's on the fiction side. We are honored to be hosting Emmanuel Acho, whose Uncomfortable Conversations has been such a breakthrough and gotten such national attention. And he's, you know, also has Texas in his roots. And he's doing some outreach. He's going to be speaking with some of our, through our Real Reads program, which is our teen program where we partner with organizations like Breakthrough Central Texas to really bring authors who can really speak to kids who are coming from environments that, you know, are Title I schools. And he's going to be talking to kids who are chosen to participate in our Real Reads program this year. So I think that those are just a couple. We're thrilled to have Sandra Cisneros coming with her book. Cameron Hall, who is also like originally from Texas, and she's, of course, you know, a very well-known journalist, who's coming not with a nonfiction book, but with her first kind of like crime thriller. So that's kind of fun. So, and there's so many topics that are going to be really important and pressing on our nonfiction side, you know, climate change, healthcare, immigration. So both for the sort of literary, someone who wants to escape into literary fiction, we've got plenty, as well as on the serious issues of the day.
And Lois, we've got about 90 seconds left in the segment here on Inside Austin. How is it that Central Texans, how is it that Austinites can get involved, help you out with the mission? What can they do with or for the Texas Book Festival?
John, thanks for that question. Of course, we are a nonprofit, so I think we'd love for the community to engage with what we're doing. You know, we are all about literacy across the state, you know, through experiences that inspire people. So I would just encourage any of your listeners to check out what we're doing. We are so much more. We are a festival, but we're so much more than a festival in terms of the work we do with libraries and schools. And we just hope that people will tune into sort of what we're doing and know what we do and get involved with our mission.
And Lois, I'll give you the last word, as we always do here on Inside Austin. What is it we didn't get a chance to get into with the limited amount of time? What is it you'd like to say to Austin and Central Texas?
I would just encourage people to check out the incredible programming that my staff has worked for months to put together. These authors have written incredible books. They spent years researching, and the biggest gift that people can give back is to watch and listen. You know, I think they'll find it really satisfying, and that would just make us so happy for people to really just participate.
That's Lois Kim. She's the executive director of the Texas Book Festival. If you'd like to find out more, it's texasbookfestival.org. And again, the Texas Book Festival, a hybrid event, comes up October 23rd through the 31st. Lois, I appreciate your time today here on Inside Austin.
Thank you. Thanks for the opportunity. It's great to talk with you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!